Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Two subjects today. First, trade. It's time to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, but we don't want to get into a fight that could cost agriculture. Mexico does not have any tariffs on our farm exports, and Mexico spends $19 billion on our commodities. Fortunately, the plan right now is to renegotiate a new agreement quickly, hopefully this year. We have a conflict with Mexico today over sugar sales, and their sugar is subsidized, driving down our sugar prices and hurting our farmers. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says, and I quote, "We're quite optimistic and close to an agreement." A sugar agreement would take one dispute off the table. We still have a huge manufacturing product trade deficit with Mexico. And as we try to fix that, we don't want to lose our ag advantage. And the second subject today is the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump said, and I quote, "We're getting out, and we will start to renegotiate and see if there's a better deal," end of quote. Well, the green environmental elites are horrified. The president conceded that the agreement, as written, is bad for the United States. National agreements are required to be approved by the Senate. Well, President Obama just signed the Paris Agreement last September, but he never sent it to the Senate for approval. And looking back to 1997, when the Kyoto Climate Protocol was signed by President Bill Clinton, President Bush refused to implement that agreement. Since 1997, we still have seen our emissions drop faster than Europe. According to the Heritage Foundation, if we had accepted the Paris Climate Treaty requirements, an American family of four would pay $30,000 more in higher electric prices over the next decade. And the cost to the American economy would be $2.5 trillion. The opinion page of the Wall Street Journal last week had this to say, and I quote, "The big con at the heart of the Paris Agreement is that even its supporters concede that meeting all of its commitments won't prevent more than 0.17 degrees Celsius increase in global temperatures by 2100. End of quote. That's almost nothing. If we're actually going to experience global warming, we can't do much to stop it, I guess. Look back in time, 500 years, 1,000 years, the Earth saw global warming and global cooling, and we didn't even have cars then. Future generations here on Earth will just have to adjust to the change. This week, I'll be down on the farm, and I am John Block.